Do not read until you are alone. This is a strict order. I will be sorely disappointed if you open this in a diner or in front of your mother at supper. Tara, lock the door to your room. Turn on your white noise. Now, undress whatever clothing you are wearing. I don't care if it's your work uniform, your pajamas, or your t-shirt and jeans. I want every piece of clothing on the floor of your bedroom. Get on your bed. Spread your legs. Think of me as you lay back your head in your pillow and touch yourself. When you are relaxed, get your phone. You will take pictures for me. I treasure the pictures I took of you when you were here, but I want to see you as you are now. Don't worry about your hair or your blemishes. They are all beautiful to me, for they are you. Quickly, before you become too shy, take your pictures of whatever you like. Show me your room and your body. I must have something even more scintillating than the photo you left me in my treasured locket. Do you remember giving it to me? I've held it in my hand every day since you left. I know you must have something in your drawer. If you didn't before you met me, certainly you have something now. I'd be very disappointed otherwise. Get it, Tara. Whatever it is, however you use it, do it now. I don't have to tell you that I want pictures. That's a given at this point in this letter. But I do want a recording of some kind. If you don't want to give me a whole video of you pleasuring yourself, then only the sound is fine. Start recording on your phone and place it face down on your pillow, right next to your mouth. Capture for me the essence of your pleasure. All the way from your growing arousal to your sweet, sweet climax. Send everything to me immediately, as soon as you are done. In case you have forgotten or lost my phone number, I have written it down below. From now on, I want to communicate on the phone. I long to hear your voice and see your words in real time. As lovely as your handwriting is, and as sweet as awaiting a letter has been these past 3 weeks. Screw it. Show me your face, my love, so I may remind myself what I'm fighting for.
Your old boss sure does write you a lot. Henrietta handed the latest bit of mail to her daughter, who sat in front of the TV. What's that about?
Tara hesitated before responding to her mother's innocent inquiry.
I don't know. I think that's what we're trying to figure out right now. Although Henrietta gave her a look, she left Tara to it a few seconds later.
Tara stared at her mistress's impeccable penmanship for much longer than she read the actual contents of the letter.